trying to make the grasses breathe and a grown man cry. Truth and life is where I gleam, tangled up in a funnel's wind, trying to come out walking. Understand it's beyond me talking, trying to come out walking. Understand it's beyond me talking. I can see. I'm going back to 5:05. If it's a 7-hour flight or a 45-minute drive, in my imagination, you're waiting, lying on your side, with your hands between your thighs. Stop and wait a sec. When you look at me like that, my darling, what did you expect? I'd probably still adore you with your hands around my neck, or I did last time.
Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
What kind of a thing you
Hello, everyone, and welcome to... Wait, hold on. How do I do this? Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds. I remember now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 12:05, 45, 46, 47 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning, the very first hour of Tuesday, if you will. I won't do that. Well, I can't promise I won't do that again, but I'll try not to. We just heard 5:05 by Arctic Monkeys, followed by the Probably Birds theme song by my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them for that. And thus we, as always, depart the most professional part of the radio show, and for that I apologize. The DJ on before me said that 5:05 is her favorite Arctic Monkeys song. And so, according to her, we are off to a good start, and I'm hoping that we can carry that momentum on for the rest of the show. And I kind of want to do a show where I don't talk about coronavirus, and already it's too late because I just talked about it, and I really probably will fail. But I want you to know that I at least thought about trying to not talk about coronavirus, but I feel like everyone's talking about it, and it's just kind of, I don't know, overdone, trite, maybe even. Is trite appropriate for an ongoing pandemic? Maybe it's not quite the right way to describe it, but let's talk about other things for a little bit. Spring break is coming up. Woo, spring break. And I expect disruptions due to the coronavirus. Oh, damn. I messed it up again. No, spring break is next week, so I won't be here next week unless circumstances trap me in this studio, in which case, I guess if I'm trapped in this studio, I'll just keep broadcasting and, you know, giving the people what, not what they asked for, but what I hope they want anyways. I think Steve Jobs might have said that people don't know what they want, but you should sell them stuff. I don't think that's right. And he also died because he ate too much fruit or something. So maybe don't listen to Steve Jobs, or listen to who you want. I guess you're listening to me right now, so I don't know if you're making the right choices, but choices are being made. It was beautiful today. If anyone's listening to the future and it's bad weather, know that on this day, it was like a high of like 69 degrees. It was sunny. Everyone was outside enjoying the air. The coronavirus-filled air. They had hammocks set up. It was super sweet. Their dogs abounded. I saw one dog who was apparently very soft. And then I walked a little bit with my friend. And then I saw another dog who looked pretty much identical to the same dog. So much so that my friend thought it was the same dog. But I could look back at where we were and see the previous dog. And so I confirmed to myself that they were different dogs. But sometimes... I don't know. Sometimes weird things happen, and I think strange things happen like way more than we give them credit, and we just kind of write them off as, you know, oh, you know, I must have not have realized that, and now it's true. Or, oh, no, that didn't really happen. But I'll give you two examples in my own life recently. Example number one is I was driving around California, coronavirus central. I'm so sorry. I was driving around California. Someone was driving me around California, around the Bay Area. And I look out the window and I just see a zebra on the hill. There are like maybe two horses on this kind of grassy hill, beautiful green hill, and a zebra as well. And it was just standing there eating grass and in all ways just trying to blend in with its horses. But it was very... And I know I didn't imagine this because I turned to the people driving me and I said, is that a zebra on that hill? And they looked and they said, well, oh my gosh, that is a zebra on the hill. And they were similarly surprised and I think a little bit delighted because it's not every day you get to see a zebra just kind of hanging out on a hill with some horses, fooling no one in spite of its best efforts. And example number two is more mundane, but I have a shirt. It's a black shirt. It has kind of the front half of a bicycle on it. That's the design. And I could swear to you that this shirt had no tag on it for a while. Or if it did have a tag, it was very inconspicuous. Maybe I ripped it off. And lately, the shirt has had a yellow tag. A pretty conspicuous yellow tag on it. And I know that I'm going to sound crazy, fully committing to the belief that that tag just spontaneously appeared one day. But I kind of want to believe that. And I don't think it's too, well, maybe it is a bit far-fetched to think it's true, but I think it's, maybe this is crazy. Maybe this is just madness that I'm advocating for. But can't we just embrace that strange things happen, like a tag suddenly appearing on my shirt after months and months of my shirt not having a tag on it? And I think we explain that away as, you know, our own faults. You know, oh, I must not have noticed. Like, oh, I can't believe I didn't realize this shirt had a tag. But I think there's another story here that to me is far more compelling, which is my shirt suddenly sprouted a tag. It budded a tag as a spring tree buds new leaves. And I think that's more fun and in many ways more beautiful. And so that's what I choose to, that's the reality or otherwise that I choose to subscribe to. You can do what you want. Welcome to Probably Birds. I might be going off the deep end a bit, but that's fine. What else is new in my life? I finished all my grad school interviews. Yay! There's something, I do this a lot, but there's something very sad about clapping for myself alone in the dark studio. And I like to paint that picture. I bring in the dark studio image a lot because that is just my reality right now. And I am alone. And I just want to really hammer, I think a lot of the value of the show comes from understanding if there is value. I don't know if there is, and I don't know if there want, oh, I want there to be value, but if there is value, I think it's added to by understanding my context as I give you this information. Now, that being said, we're going to transition to some more music, which is really probably the most value that this show has. I hope y'all are having a good night. Don't stress out too much. I love you. Everything will be okay. We're going to figure it out. The coronavirus and anything else, you know, all things will pass. It'll be okay. I'll give you a big hug or something. I'll hug you with my words for now, but I'm going to play some more music. I'll come back. We'll talk. We'll chat. It'll be, you know, it'll be what it always is. Interpret that as you will. But here we go. Here's some music. You're so beautiful and smart and capable, and you can handle anything. Okay. Or most things. And if you can't, that's okay too, because you're still, I'm just going to play music. Here we go.
Her long black hair. It's not the open. that is haunted with a blanket of thirst. It's not the hunger revealing, nor the ricochet in the cave, nor the hand that is healing.
To die, not dying, not to laugh.
All right. We just heard Not by Big Thief, followed by Avery Island / April 1st by Neutral Milk Hotel. And now I have terrible news to share with my listeners, which is that the typical PSA that we read, both of the typical PSAs that we read on the show are gone, or at the very least, I was unable to find them. Those could be very different things, or they could be the same thing. I'm just not sure which. But the point is, I had to find another one, and so I tried to find one that, I don't know, would be interesting, and here's what I got for y'all. If you have a computer with a webcam, and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So, if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And okay, I like that PSA. I just stumbled across it, and I like it because, in part, it speaks to the hopeful belief that there's any sort of ability to protect our privacy at this point, which, quite frankly, I'm not... I mean, maybe that's too cynical, but I think it's too late. And I also like that... I'm not supposed to get too political on this show, but I think that PSA is implicitly political in that it talks about government programs, and it just straight up basically says, hey, PSA, the government is spying on you. This government is spying on its own citizens. Which, I don't know. Let's put it out there, right? And we're all kind of okay with that. Isn't that distressing? I mean, the fact is, I'm kind of okay with it. I don't have a piece of opaque tape on my webcam, and it's not like it'd be hard to do. You know, it's tape. It costs literally nothing because you can just find it out in the world because places have tape. And so I guess that's how much I value my privacy. But I think it's easy when there's just like a nebulous, you know, entity out there watching what I do through my webcam. I mean, currently, the entity is watching me host a radio show alone in a dark studio. And I'm waving at them now. Y'all can't see it because this is an audio experience. But the person listening into my laptop and watching me do my thing can see it. And I hope they enjoy. In some ways, it's just one more listener, which is cool because we really, I think, need more listeners when it comes down to it. Not that I want them, because I don't know. Maybe I do want them. I haven't given much thought to whether or not I want people to hear me do this. Or maybe I've given lots of thought to it and arrived at no conclusions. That's really the truth. What have I been doing in my life? I finished two books yesterday. I finished The Bell Jar by Sylvia Plath, and I finished Blow Up by Julio Cortázar, the latter being a collection of short stories. Both of them, very good. Would recommend. Usually I give sort of pithy, summaries. I guess a summary is by nature pithy. I give summaries of the books, but they're kind of amusing, but it feels wrong to do that with The Bell Jar because it's like, you know, it's so real, in that it is, you know, pretty autobiographical and about, you know, Sylvia Plath going through her struggles with mental health and et cetera. With Julio Cortázar, with Blow Up, it's kind of hard to do a summary because there are just lots of different stories, but would recommend them both. Read, I mean, you know, as soon as the apocalypse is in full swing, y'all are going to be wishing you had some good books to read because, I mean, what else are we going to do? We could play bocce ball. I was talking about bocce ball today. And the great thing about bocce ball, I've played it once. And the great thing is that you don't need bocce balls to play bocce ball, right? Those are just, that's like the fancy way to do it. But all you need is like a couple of rocks, maybe a pine cone. I crushed a pine cone the other day and I regretted it. I forget where I was or why I was holding a pine cone, but somehow I found myself with a pine cone in my hands and I pressed on it because it, you know, it has that crunchy sort of allure. And so I crunched it and all the little pine cone petals fell to the ground and it did make a very satisfying crunch, but the price I paid was that I destroyed something that in many ways was quite beautiful. And you know, because it's spring, there aren't many other pine cones around, and I still really don't know where that one came from, because I honest to God, don't have any idea what the context of that story is. I just remember that I crushed a pine cone, and it only happened a few days ago, I think, but that's what I have. I mean, that's what we're left with at the end of the day, you know, snippets of things. Yeah, a scrapbook of our lives that we carry around in our heads, and that somehow tells us some sort of story. But, you know, what about what I don't remember? That's important. Well, I guess it's not important by definition, if we are interested in defining things, which I'm not. Let's move on to something a little bit less distressing. Is that, I don't know if that's distressing anyways, but let's talk about, oh my God, I didn't think this far ahead. I let a spider into my room today. It was beautiful out, right? So I opened the window up. I was going to put this screen in. My window is unique in that the screen is completely separate from the window, in that every time I open the window, if I want the screen in, I have to put the screen in and then shut the window so that the screen doesn't fall out. So the screen is sandwiched between the window pane and the window sill. I think I'm painting a pretty good picture of this. And so I thought, great, it's beautiful. Let's let in some of this gorgeous early March air. And I opened the window, and literally the very second I cracked the window open, a spider crawled into my room, which is kind of okay. I want to like spiders more than I do. I really want to be a guy who's cool with spiders, because I recognize that spiders are, you know, by and large, pretty cool dudes who just want to eat bugs that would, in all likelihood, bother me. But so my bed is right up against my window, and so this spider just kind of crawled from the window and onto my bed, and now there's a spider in my bed, and I don't know where, and, like, I can't bring myself to think too hard about it, because I'll just, I don't know, yeah, I won't be able to sleep, you know, or I'll be feeling it on me. And so I've just accepted that there's a spider in my bed, and I'm not thinking too much about it, and that's just how I'm living. There's another spider in my room, too, in the corner. And maybe, I wonder if they'll be friends or enemies. I could see it going both ways. I don't think spiders are very social creatures, but I also don't know a lot about spiders. I'm more of a bird guy, and I still don't know a lot about birds. So make it that what you will. My room now has three occupants, and that's kind of exciting, I guess. It's a small room, but two of the occupants are pretty small. I guess my bed has two occupants, even, which... But again, we're not going to think about that. I've got a new friend. My window's open. It's letting the air in. That's nice. It's beautiful. We're going to play some more music, I think. I'll think of cooler things to... I won't. I'll just keep talking about nothing, and that will be what the show is. But here are some more songs. I hope you enjoy. You are a beautiful, wonderful person, and I bet you can jump really good. And if you can't, I bet there's something else you can do really good. And just know that I really treasure you. And other people really treasure you too, and that's important too. And I hope that you treasure yourself. Here's some music. Here we go.
Outside with the cuties, I don't think the woods are too deep. The grass covers the sand. Oh. My friends are in love, feeling pretty far from home, so I sit to write this down. I guess it's not really brave, I know. This part yet, will you help me write it? You are bug bites on vacation. You find the sad in everything. Can't see you cry. You're down the street. I wonder when you'll talk to me. Reflect the greenish moon.
Thank you. ready to receive you. My mind's making gracious metals for my soldiers. Let's be like strangers, touching for the first time. Ooh. Skeletal earthing, the controller sphere, false priest. Skeletal earthing, the controller sphere.
Hello, we just heard. What did we just hear? We just heard. Whoops. Outside with the Cuties by Frankie Cosmos, followed by Here Comes the Nighttime 2 by Arcade Fire, and then finally Fabergé Falls for Shuggy by Of Montreal. I should really think about what I'm going to say in these segments, but I don't. We were talking about Friends when we last left off. Namely, eight-legged friends. And spiders are cool as friends because they will protect your house from bugs and stuff like that. But I think people are underestimating our other arachnid friends, the tick, the deer tick. And these are friends are cool. These friends, you can depend on them because they, well, okay, you can see it two ways. One, they're dependable. You know where to find them because they're where you last left them, which is kind of burrowed into your flesh. Some people may see that as a bit clingy, and to those people, I completely understand that. We all need different things in relationships, and some people need a bit of space every now and then from their friends, and that is totally reasonable, and you do you. But some people might appreciate having a deer tick in their life, and you don't need many. That might be overwhelming, and you might get in trouble with too many deer ticks kind of burrowed into you. But maybe just one or two close, dependable deer ticks, I think that would be comforting. It's kind of like the comfort of a freckle. And I don't know if other people find freckles comforting, and I don't know if I find freckles comforting, but I think there's something nice about looking at your body and seeing a familiar feature, a freckle, you know, oh, this dark part of my skin, this darker part of my body is where it's always been. And a deer tick is kind of like that, only it also sucks your blood. And in that way, it is arguably even closer to you than a freckle. I mean, I think it's important. I mean, a freckle is just part of you. We can't deny that. But a deer tick is not a part of you. And I think the fact that it's a separate entity that is nonetheless so close and so connected and so, I mean, let's just say it, so intimate with you is really valuable and something that shouldn't be overlooked. Unlike our other arachnid enemy, the scorpion. Don't get me started on scorpions. But first, let's talk about freckles a little bit. Now, I was saying that they were comforting, but I often find freckles on my body that I don't remember. And this kind of ties into the whole, maybe we should just accept that surreal things happen argument I was kind of putting forward earlier. I find tags on my clothes that weren't always there, and I find freckles on my body that weren't always there. Or at least not that I can remember. And that is a little disconcerting. Because I guess we do make new freckles, you know, as we continue to grow older and are exposed to, like, the sun and stuff. I don't know how freckles work. But I think we make new ones as we go through our life. But there's that first time that you notice a freckle, I guess. I don't know a lot about freckles, but there's the first time you notice one, and that's always a bit disconcerting. It's like, wow, my body just kind of did that without me knowing. And now it's just there forever. And I had no say in that. I have a spot on me now. And I've got to grow used to it. But I guess that keeps things fresh. Because maybe you get bored of looking at your own body if it always stayed the same. I don't know. Let's talk about scorpions. They're the worst arachnid that I know of. I only know three arachnids, and those are, ticks, spiders, and scorpions. Aphids might be arachnids too, but do not quote me on that because I could be wrong. Scorpions are not cool. Because they don't do a lot. You know, they don't have that nice, close, intimate connection that a tick has. They don't hang out in your house and kill bugs like a spider. They just kind of sting things. And granted, I don't know a lot about scorpions, so I could be wrong, but my impression is that they just kind of sting you. Which is their prerogative, and I'm sure they feel threatened by your presence, which is fair in its own way, and they're kind of interesting to look at. They've got the curved tail thing and the stinger, but I mean, my impression is that of all the arachnids, scorpions are, you know, maybe supposed to be our enemies if we had to pick an enemy out of arachnids, which no one is forcing us to do. I want to be very clear on that. You don't have to choose an arachnid enemy. It's just a suggestion. Human friends are cool, too. Let's move on to humans. Human friends are cool, too. I just learned that one of my friends is in love with someone from Indianapolis, which is kind of wild, because I didn't know that people actually lived in Indianapolis. I learned that people don't really live in Dubai. I mean, people do, but apparently, and this is something I heard from someone who is from Dubai, but just, you know, no sources are cited, but apparently only 2% of the population of Dubai are actually like Dubai natives and the rest are expats. That could be wrong, but that's what I was told. I kind of figured that all those expats came from Indianapolis, and Indianapolis was like some sort of ghost town, because I just don't really hear about people from Indianapolis, and it might be the area of the country I grew up in, you know, the East Coast, D.C. and Boston now. I don't know what they'd be doing over here. I guess some of them are in school here, but it seems that they keep to themselves. Or there aren't many of them in the first place. I don't know anything about Indianapolis. And quite frankly, I don't really want to know much more about it. It's one of those kind of... And here's the issue. I think they're... Because there are lots of cities in the Midwest. Indianapolis is one of many. But there seems something especially mundane about Indianapolis. And maybe it's because it's in Indiana, which seems like a pretty mundane place. I mean, I'd be more interested in Des Moines, you know, than Indianapolis. And I couldn't tell you why. I think when I think of Indianapolis, and I'm thinking through this out loud right now for the first time, so give me a little bit of space, but I imagine a skyline. I imagine I'm looking at it. I'm on a road. There are cornfields to the right and left of me, and they're kind of... not many, but a few sort of modern-looking skyscrapers. And that's what I'm picturing. But I can't picture any people, only corn, surrounding this sort of small clump of, you know, nice-looking buildings. The sky is blue, it's got to be said. But maybe that speaks to the fact that I don't imagine anything particularly interesting happens in Indianapolis. Do they have industry? Maybe a small one. Financial centers? Maybe for Indiana. I don't know anything about it. I have an image in my head, and I'm not interested in interested in it enough to know more. So, I don't know. Do with that what you will. What I will do, for the both of us, really, is take this opportunity to play two more songs, the last two songs of the night, and then I'll be back, and we'll talk more. And it will be nice, maybe. So, in the meanwhile, know that I love you. If you know one thing, know that you are loved. If you know two things, know that you are loved and beautiful. Here are some songs. Hope you're having a good night. Or an okay night. I hope you're having a night. Here we go. Here are two songs. Mwah. We escape.
Thank you.
those were maybe the last songs of the night. I might play another song to transition in the next DJ, but we just heard Exit Music for a Film by Radiohead, followed by Downer by STRFKR. Pronounce that yourself. I am not allowed to on the radio. And Downer, yeah, I guess that was kind of a sad way to end things, and, you know, my bad. But let's I quite like sad music, actually. I think lots of people do. I don't think I'm particularly unique in that. But let's talk about loving yourself just a little bit. I don't know how much time I have, but you're valuable. You have inherent human worth because you are here and alive, and that's a beautiful thing. And it's easy, especially, you know, nowadays that a lot of things are uncertain, to get caught up in what-ifs and hypotheticals and... For more people, for some people more than others, but in general, there's a lot of stress going around right now on top of the coronavirus uncertainties and schoolwork. And just, you know, if you can, just try to take a moment to disentangle yourself from that a little bit. Not forever. It doesn't have to be forever, but I think it might be valuable to take, you know, a couple minutes and just try to not think about that, you know, just meditate a bit. Meditation is a beautiful thing. You can look up YouTube videos that will help you. You can just kind of sit down and relax if you're someone who is able to just do that, but not everyone can, and that's okay. But I think the most important thing is to remember to take time for yourself, do things to show yourself that you love yourself, because you are loved and you deserve to love yourself and you deserve the love of other people. Which I'm sure you have. It's the next DJ. You can turn on the light if you want. The next DJ is here, so I'll kind of start transitioning to the next song and let them sort of cycle on. Stay and listen to their show or go to bed if you need to sleep. That's cool, too. I hope everyone has a great spring break. Who knows what's going to happen afterwards? I don't. No one does. But no matter what, it'll be okay. We're all going to figure this out together. So yeah, I hope y'all have a great night, a great week, a great spring break. If we're lucky, I'll be back in 2 weeks, but we're going to find out. So the last song I'll play is New Slang by the Shins. This is actually off of their recent release, When I Goose Step. It's a single that was released back in like the early 2000s, but they just released it out on like digital media. So this is like a different version of New Slang. Hope y'all enjoy. Have a good night. You're very loved. You're very beautiful. And yeah, here we go.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Seth. You are listening to Pretzel Logic, but I am subbing for Adam. He is unfortunately fast asleep. So here I am to save the day. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.